Well, take your Bibles, if you would, and open them with me to Psalm 47. Psalm 47, which does begin, "O clap your hands," which we just did. Praise the Lord. Psalm 47, very much like the one before it, Psalm 46, is another psalm about the greatness and the awesomeness of our God. But here in Psalm 47, the focus is on worship and how we respond to God. But to be even more specific, the focus here is on singing praises. You're going to hear the command from the Spirit of God to sing praises five times. And I don't think there's another psalm where that happens. Sing praises, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises. But the title of the message is Sing Praises with Understanding. We're going to focus on that line this morning. Psalm 47. Follow along with me if you would. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. Think about that. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. You know, I have a personal conviction about music ministry. It doesn't have to be your conviction, but it is mine, and I will share it with you. I think the greatest music ministry is when all the saints of God join together in singing praise to Him, whether there's accompaniment or not, whether there's a praise band or not. I think the greatest music ministry is when Christian people join their voices together joyfully and sing out to God as if God is right there. And whether that's three people singing out to God with joyful voices, or 30, or 300, or 3,000, I think that is the greatest music ministry. Most music ministries are not judged by that standard. Many people will visit a church like ours or another church and say, "I don't like your music ministry." And what they mean is, "I don't like that there's no praise band," or "I don't like that you don't have drums," or "I don't like that whatever." And honestly, we have many people who visit our church and they leave because they don't like the music ministry. And then if you ask questions, which I do, tell me what you mean by that, they will tell you. Not contemporary enough. Not upbeat enough. There's not a praise band. How come you don't play the drums? You know what? I have a conviction, and you don't have to share that conviction, and you can tell me what your conviction is. My conviction is that the most important thing about praise ministry is that it's pleasing to God. And here, God is talking to us about our music ministry. And I want to focus your attention on what it says at the end of line 7, verse 7. Sing praises with understanding. Now, what does that mean? Well, it could mean sing praises. Now listen, it could mean the praises that you sing, sing them with understanding. In other words, kind of up here. Sing with an understanding of the God that you're singing to, with an understanding of how great He is, and how awesome He is, and how worthy He is of praise. And you know what? Without question, that is good counsel. Sing praises with an understanding of how great is the God to whom you sing. And as the next psalm says in line 1, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." But sing praises with understanding can mean something else. It can mean sing praise songs that contain an understanding, so that as you sing praises, you are also giving an understanding of the God to whom you sing and how greatly He is worthy to be praised, how awesome He is. sing praise songs that are rich in theology, that are filled with sound doctrine. Sing praises with a skillful song, your Bible might say, in the New American Standard. Or the NET Bible says, sing a well-written song. Another one I read, another translation is, make melody intelligently. So which is it? I like that. Sing praises with an understanding, or sing praises that contain an understanding. And Pastor Jerry said a little louder, yes, which is it? It's both of those. You know what? You do not have to choose. That's good news, right? You don't have to choose between those two interpretations, because either one incorporates the other, and we should sing both ways. If you sing praise songs with an understanding of how worthy He is to be praised, then guess what? You want to sing praise songs that give an understanding of how worthy He is to be praised. And if you sing praise songs that give an understanding of how worthy He is to be praised, you are going to sing them with the understanding of how worthy He is to be praised. So we should do both. And to that end, in order that you would sing praise songs with understanding, in order that you would sing praise songs with understanding, I want to give you two suggestions for your music ministry. Every time you come to church, no matter where you go to church, if you go somewhere else to church, I hope that these two pieces of advice will stick with you for the rest of your life and will help you in your part in music ministry. And I cannot make my two tips any easier than this. They are, number one, exalt, E-X-U-L-T, and number two, exalt, E-X-A-L-T. Exalt and exalt. So number one, in verses 1-4, exalt, E-X-U-L-T. When you sing praises to God, you should E-X-U-L-T, exalt. Now what does that mean? You know what exalt means? Well, if you look up definitions for that, you find some great definitions actually online and in Webster's. E-X-U-L-T means to express your exceeding joy, especially when there has been a victory. Has anyone been watching the Olympics? A fitting word for those who are getting gold medals after they have just found out they won. You know, they're looking up at the Jumbotron or waiting for their score or whatever it is, or they cross the finish line and they can see. They are E-X-U-L-T-I-N-G. They are exulting. They are in various ways expressing their exuberance at victory. That is exactly what the Spirit of God is calling us to do here in verses 1 to 4. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph, with the voice of victory, with the voice of joy over the victory that has been won. That's what the Spirit of God is calling us to do. Now, let's look at verse 1. Oh, clap your hands. Now, here's where we all get scared. Uh-oh. He's going to have us jumping around, clapping, singing, shouting, running up and down the aisles. Next thing you know, charismatic. Well, in the best sense, the Spirit of God is commanding that all peoples express their joy to God. Let's ask a few questions. Clap your hands and shout, who? What does verse 1 say? All you peoples. In other words, Jews and Gentiles alike, and that is the context of this psalm, the psalmist is prophetically envisioning the day when Jews and Gentiles will be gathered before the King of all the earth, exalting Him, lifting Him up, giving Him praise. And he's saying, clap your hands, who? All you peoples. Well, clap and shout, how? Clap and shout, how? Is it just randomly like, woohoo? And everybody just kind of, no, that is not what he's calling us to do. The central command, repeated 5 times so that we couldn't miss it, is to sing praises to God with understanding. But the psalm leaders, the song leaders here, the sons of Korah, and there's an application here for our music leaders, the sons of Korah, with this song, are leading the congregation and saying, hey, this is one we clap to. This is one we shout out to. And you know what? Some songs are exuberant praise songs, and you'll notice if you come to here for any length of time, come to this church for any length of time, there are times when Pastor Dan and others, they'll start clapping. And you know what we should do? Join them. Because they are our music leaders. And they're saying, hey, this is one we clap to. Or there's no mountain high enough. And we should all clap. We should follow the lead of the ministers that God has set before us. So clap your hands and shout. Who? All you peoples. Clap your hands and shout. How? To the music. That's what it means. As part of your worship to God. Clap your hands and shout when and where? Well, when you're gathered to sing songs. But this is not like a hard and fast law that every song you ever sing, you have to clap and you have to shout out. It's not that. This one is a celebration of God's victory as the King over all the earth, and it pictures His ascension to His throne and the worship of all peoples gathered before Him. And so if we sing a song like, oh, worship the King, all glorious above, we should sing it loud and maybe clap. If we sing, I can't sing right now, It Is Well With My Soul, but that's more of a slow song. We don't have to clap to that one. So rest, relax. This is not a hard and fast command that you have to clap at every song you sing or that you have to shout out every song you sing. It is kind of by application to our music leaders to lead us and guide us that some songs we want to express our joy to God. There is a truth behind this, and the truth is that we have a God who is worthy of expression, and you know what another word for expression is? Worship. The heart of worship is expression. And the psalmist is saying we should express our joy to the Lord. Why? Verse 2. For the Lord Most High is awesome. Actually, verses 2 through 4. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom He loves. Think about that. Verses 2 to 4 give us reasons why we should EXULT, why we should express our joy in God when we sing praises. And it all has to do with who He is, what He is, and what He will do. Who is He? Notice, the Lord Most High. He is Yahweh, the Almighty God. By the way, another one, what He is like. What is He like? He is awesome. A God who cannot be resisted. A God whose purposes and plans cannot be thwarted. What is He? A great King over all the earth. And what will He do? I think this does look forward. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. Looking to the day, looking forward to the day, when God will do as He said and deliver us from the hands of our enemies. And yes, exalt those that He loves, those that He has chosen, over those who battle against God and battle against us. And notice verse 4, He will choose our inheritance for us, that looks forward to what we will inherit in the end. The excellence of Jacob, literally, the raising up. Search that word out. It is the raising up of Jacob, whom He loves. Think about that. I do believe this pictures the raising up of a people, not just one individual, a people who can rightly be called Jacob because they were chosen by God. The elect of God are called Jacob because, like Jacob, we have been chosen. You know, how much more do we understand this looking from this side of the cross? Jesus Christ came and lived a perfect life. He is the seed of Jacob. He sacrificed His life on the cross for our sins. He rose up from the dead, ascended into heaven, right? He has gone up, He has ascended, and the day is coming when those who are His own will be raised up, and that is the inheritance that we look forward to. Verse 4 again, He will choose our future inheritance for us, the raising up of His elect called Jacob, whom He loves, whom He has set His love upon. Think about that. And not just think about it. Clap your hands, shout for joy, and when you sing praises with an understanding of how great this God is, of who He is, what He's like, and what He's promised to those He loves. When you sing praises to God, sing praises with understanding, and EXULT. Rejoice exalt in Him. And, second piece of advice, exalt. E-X-A-L-T. When you sing praises to God, lift Him up. Lift Him up with your voices. Lift Him up with your joy. But yes, lift Him up with the words that you use. The best indicator that we're singing good worship songs, I've heard this said, the best indicator that you have a good music ministry is your teaching and your people are singing. In other words, with the praise songs you sing, you are teaching about the greatness of God, and the melodies are melodies that we can all sing to and all of us are singing. If you walk into a church and the only people singing are those up front, that's not good. Because God calls all His people to sing. And I know plenty of people who go to church and they cannot begin to sing those praise songs. You know what? We want to sing songs here that we can all sing together. And we should all sing songs where we're all exalting and exalting. Where we're all rejoicing and lifting up God. The second half of the psalm is all about lifting up God for who He is. He has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Gone up is the word for ascended. He has gone up where? Well, to His throne. Which raises the question, why did He ever leave it? And the answer from the context is, He left the throne to gain the victory to deliver us from the hands of our enemy. And I would agree with Spurgeon and many others who say, this psalm most prophetically fits with the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ after He had gained the victory at the cross. God has gone up, back up into heaven with a shout. The Lord Jesus Christ, has gone back up with the sound of a trumpet. He's ascended to His throne. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with understanding. With an understanding of who He is and what He's like and what He's accomplished and what He will do, and giving an understanding to others that they also might worship Him. And then the psalmist envisions that day when the Gentiles and the Jews will be joined together in a great chorus before the throne of God, exulting and exalting, rejoicing and singing His praise. Verse 8, God reigns over the nations. Finally, God sits on His holy throne. In other words, there is no one like Him, and no one will reign like He will reign. The princes of the people have gathered together, and I think it is with the people of the God of Abraham. That is in some translations. I think it's the best translation. The leaders of the peoples have gathered themselves together with the people of the God of Abraham. Jews and Gentiles together, and everyone from the lowest in society to the highest in society. They are gathered together because the shields of the earth belong to God, the protectors of this earth, which I think refers back to both the princes and the people of the God of Abraham. We are pictured here as those who are a preserving, a protecting influence in the earth. The shields of the earth all belong to God, and He is greatly exalted. I believe this is a prophetic picture of the day when our King will reign on His holy throne in heaven over all the peoples of the universe. And the response is, sing praises to God with that understanding. Let the understanding of what God has promised He will do influence how you sing now. I'll go back to where I started. I have a conviction that the greatest music ministry is not dependent on an elevated platform, is not dependent on a drummer or plexiglass, is not dependent on a bass guitar or any guitars or even instruments. God has given to His people this instrument, and this instrument, and this instrument. And God is saying here, sing your praise songs with an understanding of the God to whom you sing, and sing praise songs that give an understanding of the God to whom you sing. And whether there are three of you, or your family, or this family, or 10 million, that is good worship. And I pray that you, as you sing praises, will exalt and will exalt. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You. Thank You that You encourage our hearts. Thank You that You remind us and encourage us and command us to lift You up and to lift up our King Jesus Christ. And I pray that You would help us, Lord. There are so many things that hinder our worship. Usually it's our own thoughts. I pray that You would help us to worship You in a manner worthy. And I pray it In Jesus' name and for His sake, amen.